This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Jeff Biggers, and Jeff's new book is In Sardinia, An Unexpected Journey in Italy, and it shines a light on an underappreciated corner of the Mediterranean. So this little town, and it's N-U-O-R-O, Nuoro, 35,000 people or so, that's where you find what sort of embodies what's classically Sardinian, and it's that pastoral culture and cuisine, and you wrote about the local choral groups that's really the music of Sardinian shepherds, right?
Yeah, they call this canto a tenore, the songs of the tenors, because it's based on a quartet. Often it came out of the shepherd community, of shepherds who would come together as a quartet, each taking a different role, and they were polyphonic sounds and choirs that would sing these really chilling ancient songs. I mean, this is incredible, Rick. I heard about this first in the 1980s from Frank Zappa, the great rocker who heard it for the first time, and Peter Gabriel heard it for the first time.
Wow.
And of course, UNESCO went on to make it a one of our World Heritage Sites, the music itself. And that music still today thrives on the island. It's based on the poetry of each village and the music. And it's one of those incredible experiences that, you know, every writer who goes through is really captivated by.
I love to celebrate the cultural diversity of places like, well, Italy and Europe and Sardinia. One indication of how enchanting that might be is in the very first chapter of your book, you wrote about the Sardinia blues. When you leave, you long to return. But the Roman statesman Cicero gave a little different twist on it. He wrote, "The island of Sardinia is ugly, and even its abundant honey was bitter." Ah, what about the honey?
You know, what he missed was, of course, the bitter honey is the symbolism of the beautiful food of Italy. They make the honey from the strawberry tree. And so it does have a little bitter taste, but that's part of really understanding the true Sardinian identity. So the fact that he would even catch that 2,000 years ago was a great insight to really what he was missing.
The Sardinian identity. Now, Jeff, I'd like to sleep in an agriturismo. You wrote about your agriturismo experience so vividly. This is a chance to stay on a working farm and really get into the traditional Sardinian scene in a rural sense, right?
Exactly. You know, they put it together, the agricultural tourism, and so that's why they call it the agriturismo, and where you actually get to stay with a farmer. And of course, some of these places can be like glamping, and some places can be very modest. But it's really an incredible opportunity not just to eat the local foods that come from the farmer, but actually to walk through their own culture and their own areas. For example, as you come down from Sassari, you go through what's called the Valley of the Nuraghes. And here you can make a pit stop at several of these incredible Nuraghe fortresses and towers, of course, that date back to 4,000 years. And there would be a perfect area to check into an agriturismo, who would probably in the evening serve you either some sort of roasted lamb or their famous porchetto or porcheddu, which is a suckling pig that's cooked on a split. Many times they want to make you curligiones, which are these great little raviolis that are filled with potatoes. And then often you'll have in the evening some kind of beautiful sweetbread or that
My
would go with
goodness.
It.
You make you should be hired by the Sardinian Tourist Board.
One last note I wanted to make, Rick, if you didn't mind, is the biggest festival in Sardinia is the first week of May.
Uh-huh.
It's the Festival of Saint Ephesius, and there's really nothing quite like it. It kind of reminds me of the kind of stuff you would see in Andalusia or whatnot. But what they do is they rewalk this 40-mile procession that begins in the downtown district of the capital, Cagliari, and they walk all the way to Nuoro. And it's in recognition of the end of a plague that hit the island in 1652. So they've been doing this festival for 350 years. I just want you to imagine, you know, colors, waves of colors. You have literally thousands of people who arrive in their traditional dress with their hats and gowns and veils and skirts, and then they're followed by hundreds of horsemen, and they're accompanied on the sides by brigades of musicians who play this ancient reed instrument called the leonada, which kind of sounds like a bagpipe, but it's not. It's their own instrument that dates back to the Bronze Age. And they actually end up in this little town on the coast called Nuoro, which in itself is an extraordinary place. It's a 3,000-year-old Phoenician city that literally the ruins just fall into the sea. Half the city still is in the sea. And I feel like with this incredible festival, you almost walk through 3,000 years of time over 3 days. It's really one of the most extraordinary things for a traveler to experience in Sardinia.
And Sardinians have been doing this annually for 350 years.
Exactly.
Amazing. What a joy to actually be there on the curb and watch this procession go by.
You know, the sense of beauty, there's a similar festival in the north in Sassari. You know, there's this incredible competition between Sassari in the north and Cagliari in the south. And they call it the Festival of Beauty. And I think that, to me, represents very much all of Sardinia, is this sense of beauty about it, be the nature or the culture or the music or the language and poetry or the dances, but literally just the daily living is, there's this incredible sense of beauty. And I think that's what the first week of May is all about, is capturing that beauty and that thankfulness for not only ending the plague, but moving on as a culture.
I guess the only thing I wanted to add was, you know, Sardinia is not named after sardines, but sardines are named after Sardinia, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think the first time they got it down on paper was around the 1600s. The Brits, an English writer, put these sardines that we bought, they were mullet fish, and from that island. And so that island was Sardinium, so we're going to call them the sardines.
Nice. Well, I've had my salad niçoise, my Nice salad in Nice. I've had my salad caprese, insalata caprese on Capri. I've had my cappuccino with a Capuchin monk, but I've yet to have my sardine in Sardinia.
They have to look hard and far, but you can find it. And you can cheat too, you know, and eat the botarga.
Jeff Biggers, thanks for writing In Sardinia, An Unexpected Journey in Italy.